Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying the subject of freedom from fear. We have established this week through the scriptures that fear is an enemy of our faith, that fear is a spirit, according to 2 Timothy 1:7, that the spirit of fear has strategies that it uses against people to gain access, a foothold, and then eventually grip a person in a stronghold of fear. We also discussed that fear is a spiritual force, that as it operates in the earth, if it's allowed to have free rein, can literally change circumstances that weren't necessarily as terrible or awful as the fear spirit says it can become. It can change them and makes the situation worse. Today, I want to talk with you about combating fear on an everyday basis and in the most practical, biblical way. The very first step in combating a spirit of fear, if you have been struggling with that, if you have been tormented by fear, is to recognize that the Word of God calls fear a sin. There are 400 specific references to fear in the Bible. 80 of those references are an admonition to fear not, or do not be afraid, other translations say. That God is commanding us to fear not. Jesus said that statement numerous times throughout the gospel when he spoke to people. Fear not, believe only. When Jesus says a specific command to us, when the Word of God speaks to us in a command form and says, do not do this or do not do that, we understand that we are being called to obedience in that area, and any violation of that command is sin. So when God says to us as believers, fear not or do not be afraid, when we give in to the spirit of fear, when we consider fear, when we allow fear to dominate our minds, when we fear any person, place, thing, circumstance, or future event, we are violating the Word of God, and therefore we are being disobedient to God, and we are in sin. It's hard for many people to consider fear to be a sin. They look at it as an uncontrollable emotion that they experience when they're confronted with certain circumstances. But the reality and the scriptural truth is that fear is a spirit, that it puts pressure on the human soul, on your mind, on your will, on your emotions, to come into agreement with it. In other words, fear says you're going to die a premature and tragic death. And your emotions are affected by that. You consider the thought in your mind, so you've already violated God's word by giving it airtime, so to speak, in your thought life. When you consider its claims, you are violating the word of God, because the scripture says to us in Philippians, think on these things, whatever is true, whatever is pure. And we violate that whenever we consider the lies of the enemy spoken to us through the spirit of fear. Your future is going to be a disaster. You're going to lose your home. Those types of fear-filled suggestions are demonic in their source, and we are not to consider them. We are to reject them. We are to renounce them. We are to say, that's a lie, and I refuse to think about that. I refuse to dwell on that. I choose to believe what God's word says. God's my protection. God's my provider. He has blessed me with every blessing. And speak the word of God instead of consider what the spirit of fear or any other demonic spirit attempts to speak to us in our thought life. So to combat fear, first of all, we have to recognize that it is a sin for us to engage in it. We have to confess fear as a sin. We have to repent for opening the door to fear by considering its claims. And we have to renounce all agreement with the spirit of fear and its suggestions. Secondly, we have to close every door to fear in our lives. We are living in a generation when entertainment is filled with fear-invoking content, when horror movies are at an all-time high in terms of attendance, tickets sold, when the subject matter of murder and violence and other fear-inducing subjects are popular in current movies, videos, television programs, books, magazines, and the like. We have to be willing to obey the word of God if we are going to combat fear, have victory over fear, and live a fear-free lifestyle. We have to confess it as sin, but then secondly, we have to make sure we have closed every door to fear in our lives. You have to guard your eye gate. You can't entertain visual input that portray fear-inducing scenes, whether it's someone being attacked by an armed robber or murderer or rapist or any other fear-inducing type imagery that's presented in the media. We have to close that door. We can't go to movies that have wicked themes that will induce fear. We can't read stories in magazines of plane crashes and shark attacks and all these things that might induce fear. We have to say, I choose not to meditate on that, where I'm not going to consider that. A woman told the story of a spirit of fear taking hold of her after watching a documentary on television of plane crashes. They showed every type of a plane crash, how the planes crashed on the ground, in the water, all the various scenarios, and how people didn't survive those plane crashes, and all the terrible injuries that of those who did survive certain plane crashes. When that woman considered it, listened to it, sat down, watched that documentary, she found a spirit of fear gripping her with regard to airplane travel. And the next time she went to get on a plane, she was gripped by fear of that plane crashing. We have to close every door to fear. Close the door of your eye gate to fear-inducing portrayals in movies or television, magazines, newspapers, or stories. Secondly, we have to close our ear gate to fear-inducing material. Don't listen to accounts of people having been in fear-filled situations, of how so-and-so died of the same illness you just got diagnosed with. When you listen to people tell you accounts that will induce fear in your life, you have opened the gate. You have opened the door to a spirit of fear to be able to come in. Don Basham wrote a book back in the early 70s called Deliver Us from Evil, and in it, he recounted how he and his wife had a situation where they could not find their youngest daughter. They searched the neighborhood, the parks, everywhere, and they were gripped with fear over what had happened to her. All the children searched, called all the family, friends, all of this, could not find that young daughter. Within a short period of time, she just showed up, and she related how she had been playing with a friend in the neighbor's garage and wasn't aware that her parents were looking for her. Well, the parents, in their fear, began to berate her for not telling them where she was, and the mother kept saying these words to her over and over. We thought we would never see you again. We thought we would never, you have to understand how awful it was for us. We thought we'd never see you again. The little girl began to sob desperately, and all night she was very shook up, and when she went to bed, she called her parents in, I can't sleep, I can't sleep, and told how she could hear a mocking voice inside of her every time she tried to pray. The father, who was a minister, prayed and rebuked that spirit of fear out of her, and later the child told him, I know when that spirit came in, it was when you told me you wouldn't see me again. And we have to understand that words spoken, things that we say and things that we hear other people say, can give entrance to a spirit of fear in our lives. Close every door to fear in your life through your eye gate, through your ear gate, and then do not repeat with your own mouth the thoughts that the devil may be whispering to you. Don't repeat after the devil. Don't speak fearful thoughts aloud. You are giving him place when you come into agreement with them with your own words of your own mouth. If you're struggling with fear today, follow me right now in prayer and then go and close every door to fear that we've just discussed. And then begin to proclaim God's truth over your life, that God's your protection, God's your comforter, God is your provider. Every area where Satan's trying to harass you and say that fearful things are going to come to pass, make sure that you are able to respond with the word of God. Pray with me now if you've been struggling with the spirit of fear. First of all, say, Father God, I confess fear as sin. I repent to you and ask you to forgive me for opening the door to fear by considering its claims. I renounce all agreements I've ever made, knowingly or unknowingly, with the spirit of fear. And by faith and with your help, I choose to eliminate fear from my vocabulary, and I will only speak words that agree with your promises. And I thank you for cleansing me and delivering me from a spirit of fear right now in Jesus' name. Begin to proclaim God's word over your life. His promises are truer than any lie a spirit of fear may have been speaking to you. God wants you to live free from fear. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.